News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Thursday night's debate is over, and most analysts believe President Biden performed poorly against former President Trump. Correspondent Josh Boak reports President Biden's debate performance was disappointing and underwhelming to many Democrats.
Immediately after his lackluster performance, where he struggled at times to say what he had done in ways that people could understand, Democrats were saying, is this 81-year-old the right person to be at the top of the ticket? And you're seeing a lot of hand-wringing by candidates, by pundits, and by many voters who want someone who can fight for them and pose a real challenge to Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, the former president was on the campaign trail in Virginia today. He says he's a better candidate for president than Joe Biden.
This election is a choice between strength and weakness, competence and incompetence, peace and prosperity, or war or no war. They like a war. They love wars. You know, they love killing people. It's so wonderful.
The Supreme Court has overturned a 1984 decision known as Chevron that will weaken the power of federal regulators.
Experts say overturning the Chevron decision in a case filed by herring fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island who objected to paying monitors' fees brings a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests who've long sought to eliminate the power of government agencies. Chevron allowed federal experts to fill in the blank if a law wasn't crystal clear. But the majority of justices agreed with the plaintiffs that should be determined by a judge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points. The NASDAQ dropped 126, with the S&P 500 lower by 22. This is SRN News. A publicly funded religious charter school is dead.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has killed the idea in a 7-1 ruling, stating that to use taxpayer dollars to fund the establishment of a Catholic charter school in the state would be a violation of the Constitution. In its decision, the Oklahoma court says, quote, the framers' intent is clear. The state is prohibited from using public money for the use, benefit, or support of a sect or system of religion. Legal observers saw the school as a legal test case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped by 2.1% in 2023 to $557 billion, but experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following several years of volatility related to the pandemic. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the largest share of donations, and that held true in 2023. This is SRN News. Iowa's Supreme Court tells the lower court to let a strict abortion law go into effect. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Iowa's top court has reversed a lower court ruling that put a temporary block on the state's strict abortion law, which means the law will now take effect. In a 4-3 ruling, the state Supreme Court told the lower court to dissolve the temporary injunction and continue with further proceedings. The new law bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Iowa joins more than a dozen other states with restrictive abortion laws following the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Shelley Adler.
The head of the National Mine Workers Union is condemning an effort by House Republicans to block enforcement of a long-awaited federal rule directed at curbing workers' exposure to deadly rock dust. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.